And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
Eddie Williams in for Tim Shaw, and between now and 4 o'clock, we're talking finance with Luke Smith from Envision Financial. G'day, Luke.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're looking this afternoon at what to look for in a good accountant. Why is it important to have someone that knows what they're doing looking after your tax?
Well, it's quite interesting. We get this one quite a lot. Especially with this topic, because it's one of those things that people don't necessarily understand the value of what they're paying for. Obviously, you want to engage somebody with your accounting work for, you know, experience and change of legislation. You know, I've got a few points here that I think are vital that people need to consider that may not be at the top of their shopping list when they go out looking for something like this, but experience and legislation changes can make a huge impact on what is or isn't deductible. FBT, GST, and all these different acronyms that we talk about each week, they seem to get more and more complicated each year. And also, people should think about the accuracy and the productivity of what's done. So if you're off running a business and that's your baby for all intensive purposes, you want to be able to spend some time on what you're best at. And if you think about your hourly rate or the time spent faffing through, you know, a MYOB file or a Xero file or whatever you may use collecting receipts in a shoebox, if you can have somebody doing that for you and bring you up to speed with latest technologies and things for other efficiencies, obviously there's a lot of value in getting things done sharper and faster. And the other big thing I think people discount is the cost of missing out. It's one thing to say I don't want to pay for something to be done, but if they could improve your position, improve your structures, improve the business entities that you use and operate, there's got to be a lot of value over time in the way that things are done in the business and the growth of your business and the flexibilities that you have going forwards. Because there's nothing more frustrating for me to be working with somebody who then comes in and says, oh, I've got to get rid of my company and move to a trust or a unit trust or whatever the structure may be, because they haven't set it up right from the start. So that's one of the key points that obviously we're going to touch on in a little bit. But they're the big ones for me. They're not necessarily the things that you think about when you think tax return, because you think refund, you think ATO, and you think, you know, don't get caught and don't lie. But how that information is collated, prepared and lodged obviously has a big impact on your time, your revenues, and obviously the efficiency of your business.
So you're looking for someone who's informed, and I guess they're more informed than you are, and they're going to know what you might be missing out on.
Mate, I had a plate taken out of my shoulder last week, and I didn't go in and say to the guy, listen, I'll do this one, you can just sit it out. So this is no different in the same vein. You're paying for somebody for their expertise because they're up with legislation changes and all of the current nuances of the ATO's rules and regulations.
So what should people be considering when they're looking for an accountant?
Yeah, look, I think depending on what industry you're in, you really need to think about what you need. Different accountants tend to have different specializations. I always try and put people together with accountants that are familiar with their field. So you may be agriculture, you might be in housing, you might be in tech, you might be in the growth phase of your business. You may have a mature business and be looking to try and transition out of that business and look at a succession plan. So make sure that you find an accountant that has a specialization that is in line with what you're after. I think that's the first thing I do. And then I'd also look to then try and match your needs with the size of the firm. I like playing golf, if I use this analogy. I like playing golf, but it doesn't mean that I'd be that much better with using Tiger Woods as coach. So what I mean by that is find somebody that can give you value for money and answer the questions that you need without paying overs. A lot of people get caught by a big name and go there because it's a big name. And if you've got a fairly basic tax return, you could be paying more than you need to for something that doesn't require the level of expertise that they can offer you. So try and find an accountant that is of a similar size or a similar ilk and mindset to you, because obviously value is means different things to different people. But if you can have an accountant that is in line with your approach and your needs, both from a size perspective and also from a time perspective, if you know you're going to be in business with somebody for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, having a 75-year-old accountant in the second year of your business operation may not be the best way to have continuity going forwards. So if you can find somebody of a similar size that gives you what you need at a fair price, then that's important. I think you also need to look at, find yourself a good communicator. There's nothing more frustrating for me when people come in and I say, well, why have you got that entity and why have you got this and why do you have that? And they go, I don't know, my accountant set it up. And that's great and there's probably a reason for it. But if this is your baby, if this is everything that you're working towards, or if it's just your annual tax return, I implore people to understand the numbers. Just take a little bit of time, ask some questions of the person. you know, if they say, don't worry, just sign it, I think that's a clear indication that you need a new accountant. Because at the end of the day, you're the one that's ultimately responsible for it. So have somebody that explains well, have someone that you can relate to, and have somebody that you can ask questions of and not be made to feel silly. A lot of people end up in my office going, well, I don't know why I've got that, but if I ask why, I'm pretty sure he's told me, but I just don't want to ask again. Well, you're paying these people good money to do something for you. So find somebody you can relate to, and work with somebody that you can learn from. Work with somebody that's going to help you through your business. Find somebody that's proactive. Now, some accountants aren't, because it depends on the nature of the service that they provide. I've always been a big advocate of trying to find somebody that can make the most of what you're doing and try and educate you and bring you up to speed with technology and changes in rules and ways that you can do things to be more efficient. So work with somebody that wants to help you progress your business or just make yourself more efficient. You may just have a tax return and an investment property. You may not need the same accounting requirements as somebody operating a business, but if you can do things more efficiently through the year, it makes their job easier, it makes your job easier, and it's one less thing at the end of the year where you go, oh, I've got to go and find all those receipts. I know I had a similar experience where I moved everything onto my phone during the year because I got sick of finding receipts in pockets. My wife's killing me because she's washing them and I'm losing them. And so I actually changed how I collected my information, which I reckon probably saved me, I reckon, a day a month.
Yep.
So find somebody that's proactive and keen and is working with you. You should be seeing your accountant regularly, especially if you're incorporated, because there's a lot more going on than just tallying up the numbers at 30 June. So find someone you get along with because you should be spending a fair bit of time with them.
So I guess a few key takeouts there. It needs to be someone you can understand. You can you can get the gist of what they're telling you. You need to be able to ask them those questions if you're not sure. Someone that's going to help you make informed decisions rather than guesswork. And it's always easier to get it right than to fix something once it's wrong.
Look, that's first we cut. First, what is it? Measure once, cut twice, or cut twice, measure once?
We're talking finance with Luke Smith from Envision Financial. We're looking at what to consider as you look for an accountant. And Luke, what do you consider when you're recommending an accountant?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing for me is trying to put the right accountant with the right person. Obviously, different people have different personality traits, and you don't want to put somebody that's the polar opposite of that individual. So I guess you try and get to know your clients over time and understand sort of how they tick and the way they think. And I try and sort of put people with an accountant, like I said earlier, with what they need. Do I need a huge business accountant? Do I need a mid-tier accountant? Do I need just a mum and dad tax return done? There's accountants that provide services for all different tranches of people's needs. So I guess putting the person with the right personality is also good. And then obviously, as we said, the ability to ensure that you're not paying overs for something, you are actually getting value. Because I think when people are paying fees and charges, I've found during my working life that when people are engaging somebody for something they don't truly understand, they actually find it hard to value the complexity of what's done for them because they don't really know what's going on under the water. They can say that they need a tax return and they can see a tax return and they sign a document. They may not completely understand it, but they don't know what's gone in or the hours and time that's gone into producing that document because obviously, with different complexities, there's different engagements and different things that need to be done by the accountant. So if you can work with somebody that gives you a fair price for value that you perceive, now, your value may be time, it may be the accuracy, it may be that it's, you know, you've got an extra 15 cents in your refund. People value things differently. So making sure that people have someone that they can relate to, they have the right personality, and the service that they need can be provided by that individual. They're really important to me. Obviously, on the education front, good communicators. For me, somebody that can explain something, I think that's the real art of taking something difficult and making it sound simple. And as I had a case recently, we were discussing franking credits, and the accountant was in the room, and at the end of the meeting, I said, look, are there any questions? And the client's partner actually looked at me and said, yeah, who's Frank? And why is he taking 30% of my money? So, you know, I think the ability to explain things is really good. So I try and find people that are good communicators. Bigger's not automatically better. Don't pay overs for something that you're not getting real value from. And obviously, price is important, but price should not be the only measure of value. Ask around. ask for some recommendations. Speak to people that are in a similar position to you because they're probably having similar issues, similar stage of your business. So speak with people in your industry or people that are in a similar occupation to you. You know, obviously everybody knows people in their various vocations, but it's about just finding something that you're happy with. And obviously trust is super important because that's the basis of everything that's done. So you want somebody that'll act in your best interests. I know in the past, two lads that we use extensively, Reece Keepers at RSM, great communicator. He's got a lovely big office. Lee at the front desk makes a mean coffee like my barb does. And I've had nothing but good feedback. He's one that we use as an organisation, extremely professional. They deliver, they're really good to deal with. I've had really good feedback. Parking at the front of their building in Equinox, a little tough, but you know, that's okay. we can work on that. Another one that I find is a very, very good communicator is Andrew Snydro at Hardwicks. He can make something very, very difficult sound very, very simple. And I think that's as I said earlier, that's a real skill. So those two guys they're my go-tos for people of varying occupations and varying needs, because both of those guys are very good at tailoring their service to the individual. They're very much a bespoke practice where it's not a one shoe fits all. And I know both of those guys, if I send anybody over there, one, they know if they come back upset, I'm going to go in and see them. And luckily I'm bigger than both of those two. And two, they do a very good job of making sure that we all have similar whys. And I talk about this on the show regularly, but you've got to start with why. And then you tailor things and the strategy around that. And both of those guys are very good at taking the time to listen and working out what drives you, what your key things are, what your takeouts are, and why you're there. And then tailoring something and giving you what you need in relation to the accounting services that they provide. So if you're looking for an accountant that obviously is there, does listen and can have some banter and chat to you in a language that you understand, I think that's one of the greatest attributes that a good accountant could have. And both of those guys, you know, do that for my clients regularly.
So they're the two key takeouts for me today. One is finding someone that's the right fit for you, someone yep. that suits you, and the other is that communication. You've got yep. to be able to understand what they're telling you, and you've got to feel comfortable to ask those questions if you don't understand.
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, as someone much smarter than me once said, the only dumb question you ask is the one that doesn't get asked, and I couldn't agree with that more. And we've all been in a situation where somebody's explaining things to us, and you can see people's eyes roll over, and you go, "Oh, hang on, I've lost you there," and you know. Take the shoulder example. I don't want to know what sort of plate it is. Just explain to me how I'm going to get better and how you're going to take it out, and I'll let you be a professional and do what you do. So I think finding that happy point of, okay, here's enough information in language I can consume, because there's no prizes for confusing people. So yeah, they're exactly right. They're the two things I take from today that are more important than just about anything else.
Where can we go for more information, Luke?
Well, good. Obviously, we can go to the website, www.envisionfinancial.com.au. That's Envision with an E, not an I. I had someone ring up in the week and say, I just couldn't find it. It's Envision with an I. And I said, no, it's actually Envision with an E. Oh, there it is. They can go to the Knowledge Centre. So we've got all sorts of technical material, videos, and lots of reading information there for different strategies. Obviously, Google. We've got Strategy Stacker. Luke Talks Money on iTunes, so that's part of the podcast, and we throw that up there each week so you can listen to this in the car. And YouTube, Envision Financial Canberra. So we obviously have the education material that we create and the key takeouts, so you can pause it, stop it, take some notes, and then look to try and apply the key things that we've talked about today to your situation to make the most of it. And look, if you want an accountant, you want a new accountant, you want to have a chat to somebody and go and find out what's involved without anybody charging you a fee, then, you know, give us a bell and we can put you in touch with somebody that may be appropriate for you and keep you moving in the right direction.
Envisionfinancial.com.au. Luke Smith, thanks for your time.
Beautiful. See you next week.
Luke Smith from Envision Financial.